Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, ground broken for serviced lots in Westmoreland. Prime Minister hails former Executive Director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission and National Housing Trust committed to executing mandate. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness broke ground for 138 National Housing Trust NHT serviced lots at two separate locations in Westmoreland earlier this month. 32 serviced lots are to be made available in Darlaston at a cost of $95.4 million, with another 106 to be constructed at Maysmuir in Little London. This development will cost the NHT $182.3 million. The development in Darlaston targets middle and low-income earners and includes provisions for commercial, recreational, and community activities. The development at Maysmuir forms part of a 2014 agreement involving the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, which saw lands owned by the NHT that were deemed suitable for agriculture being exchanged for lots more ideally suited for housing. Prime Minister Holness says both projects form part of the organized development plan for Westmoreland and will have strict stipulations for residents once completed.
The NHT will undertake the cost of putting in roads, water, curbs and sidewalk. Electricals are in place, and I suspect that the lots will have their individual sewage. The lots have to come with some pre-approved design with the parameters as to what you can build on them. We don't want to go through this, make the investment, and then people take the residential lots and turn them into garage, funeral parlor. You should be able to enjoy your house in peace.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring that the National Housing Trust continues to serve the best interests of the people of Jamaica. He was responding to concerns about the government's plan to take just over $11 billion from the agency for budgetary support. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for 32 serviced lots in Darlaston, Westmoreland, Mr. Holness outlined that he was determined to use the resources of the NHT to benefit citizens from all social strata.
The NHT is not a political organization. The NHT is for all the people of Jamaica, regardless of race, color, class, creed, political affiliation. The minister of the NHT, meaning the servant of the people who administers the business of the NHT, is the prime minister. And in doing that, I have to ensure that whatever the NHT is doing, it is spread fairly across the country and that every Jamaican would have an equal opportunity to benefit.
The Prime Minister also indicated that work has started to develop 1,670 housing lots, with another 1,003 slated to get underway by the end of the current fiscal year. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed shock and sadness at the sudden passing of Executive Director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Dr. Delroy Gordon. Mr. Holness described Dr. Gordon as a visionary leader who contributed significantly to Jamaica's cultural development, adding that Gordon worked assiduously to promote Jamaica's cultural heritage locally and internationally. The Prime Minister offered condolences to Dr. Gordon's family and friends, noting that his work will always be remembered and appreciated. Dr. Gordon joined the JCDC in 1987 as the cultural organizer for the Parish of St. Mary and was appointed Executive Director in 2013. He was recognized at King's House among the 8 nominees for the Jamaica Institute of Management Manager of the Year Award in 2011. In November 2016, Dr. Gordon received the Jamaica Civil Service Association Long Service Award for his 30 years as a public servant. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
Of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
Embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.